When the World Food Program was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday, we saw yet another example of how deeply the coronavirus has affected everyday life around the world. And in this country, food banks that have seen huge increases in demand during the pandemic are bracing for another challenge: the winding down of federal coronavirus aid that has helped them keep hungry people fed. Larry Scott is Chief Operating Officer of the Three Square Food Bank in Las Vegas. Larry, welcome.
Happy to be with you today.
And I see that you told a local news outlet that before the pandemic, you had about 270,000 food insecure people in southern Nevada. But today, now it's up to as many as 450,000 people. Remarkable. What are you seeing in Las Vegas?
Well, certainly we did see a dramatic spike in demand as the pandemic first was upon us. And then we saw it to taper a little bit and then level off. And then we've seen just kind of a gradual, steady increase in demand, which seems to be our new norm for now.
I also see that Nevada has one of the worst problems for food insecurity in the country. Why do you think that is? I mean, is it something to do with where you are, with the economy?
Well, Las Vegas is a land of opportunity. A lot of people come to Las Vegas hoping to change their life circumstances. And there are a lot of employment opportunities that aren't necessarily require high levels of education. And so it attracts people from all over the country. And so we get a lot of in-migration every single year. And as long as our economy and hospitality is going well, those people live nice lives. But when hospitality is hurt, as it is now, they suffer.
Where are you getting the food that you're serving to people? Is it from the community? Do you have to go out and buy it yourself? How's that working?
We do purchase some, but for the most part, last month, for instance, we sourced about 5.6 million pounds of food, and about 2.5 million of that was donated. Another 2.7 million of that were federal commodities, and then the balance was purchased food.
Well, I see that nationwide, the group Feeding America says that food banks in their network, like yours, are facing an 8 billion meal shortfall between now and June of next year. Are you concerned about not being able to keep up with the demand?
Without question. As I just mentioned, the numbers, we've been propped up significantly by federal commodities. But it's represented, during this pandemic, it's represented as high as 45% of our food that we've sourced. And so as that goes away, we have got to find an alternative for that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Why would that be going away?
Well, they'll be taking away certain portions of it for sure. Of that 2.7 million, about 1.3 million of that has been specifically for CARES funding associated with the pandemic. And that is winding down in its funding, as well as purchasing that was being done to shore up trade challenges that we had with China. The U.S. government was purchasing food from the farmers and distributing it to needy through the food banks. And that program, too, is winding down by year's end. So it'll represent a high percentage of our federal commodities.
Well, I really don't want to make this conversation political. On the other hand, I think you just laid out a couple of reasons why, unfortunately, it is, right? I mean, no, but I we've even been hearing that some food banks have had to take letters out of these boxes from the federal government that were signed by President Trump. I mean, just what's your sense on issues like that and whether something as fundamental as food has become politicized in this pandemic?
Yeah, well, I can just tell you from a Three Square perspective, we just won't go there. We feed everybody. We understand that federal commodities are at least planned to be declining significantly, and so we spend our energy finding alternative sources.
So what's ahead for you? Clearly, the economic recovery has been slow, and there's really no signs that the pain people are feeling will be going away anytime soon. So what does that mean for people like you?
Yeah, it does mean we're here for the long term. And so, you know what? We just gear up and we continue to meet the demand. We have an absolutely extraordinary community that rallies around us. So private industry, private individuals, foundations have just risen to the occasion far greater than I could have ever imagined. So I'm pretty proud to be a Nevada citizen, a citizen of this country, because I've seen some really great thing out of some great people.
Larry Scott, Chief Operating Officer of the Three Square Food Bank in Las Vegas, Nevada. Very busy now in the era of this pandemic. Larry, thanks for the work that you do. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.